Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Einstein Prophecy by Robert Masello. Performed by Christopher Lane. I do not know how the Third World War will be fought, but I can tell you what they will use in the Fourth. Rocks. Albert Einstein in an interview with Alfred Werner from Liberal Judaism, 1949. Chapter 1. West of Strasbourg, Alsace-Lorraine, August 4, 1944. A boy, blonde-haired, about 12 years old, clambered to the top of a pile of ruins, feeling his way over broken bricks and burnt timbers and shattered glass. His brown shirt was in rags, and his laceless shoes threatened to fall off at any second. But he moved with the agility of a mountain goat, nimbly making his way to the top of the rubble, where he stretched out one thin arm to claim his prize and wave it overhead in triumph. Other boys, younger and less courageous, or foolhardy, watched from the cratered pavement of the street as the boy draped the strip of gleaming tinfoil around his neck and started down again.
"They'll salvage anything," Private Teddy Toussaint observed from the driver's seat of the jeep. "When I was a kid, we collected bottle caps."
"Baseball cards for me, but that was another time."
That time, Lieutenant Lucas Athan thought, seemed 1,000 years ago and 1,000,000 miles away.
"Yup, you can sure say that again," Toussaint drawled. "And back then, nobody was taking pot shots at me."
From his front pocket, he removed a packet of Red Man chewing tobacco and gnawed off a hunk.
"Lieutenant," he said, extending the wet stub.
"No, thanks."
Lucas watched the boy hop back onto the street and hold out the tinfoil for his friend's inspection. The kid reminded him of his boyhood friend Paulie, showing off an arrowhead he'd unearthed on a school field trip. Above, dozens of other ribbons hung from the tops of bombed-out houses and barren trees. The foil had been dropped like confetti by German planes to confound Allied radio transmissions. The Nazis were nothing if not ingenious, and even here, on ground that they had for the moment deserted, they'd left behind an occasional booby trap or a lone gunman perched in an abandoned clock tower. Toussaint contended that a good chaw of tobacco sharpened his senses, and he proved it the day...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?